dream, I was going to say.
Yes.
Yeah. Burning down the dream.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing today. Get this around the nation on Triple M. Good morning, everybody.
Hello.
It's me, Tony Martin. Heavily.
Ooh, me plums.
And, of course, pushing buttons, Richard Martin.
All me plums.
Dear, oh dear. Now, normally it would be all jokes must go, no matter how shoddy or poorly constructed. We've been doing that for the last year. Someone else started doing that yesterday. So why would someone steal our crappiest idea?
They're pretty good ideas. They're pretty sizzling hot. They're testing through the roof. Focus groups going nuts for them.
All right. I guess we're just going to have to do a proper show for once.
Oh, I'll see you later.
No, not yesterday.
Yeah, right. Okay.
On a Friday.
Oh, thankfully, I've read Zeus. I should be right. First, some change, then change for a buck.
Yeah, okay. That's a slightly different variation on
that. Hey?
A lot of talk about, when we say all jokes must go. Yeah. Maybe that's the answer. Cheaper, shoddier political ads.
Oh.
Why do they cost so much?
Yeah, pretty expensive.
$55 million selling work choices.
That's a lot of money.
Everyone goes, oh, don't like work choices. All right, spend some more to make them believe it never happened.
Wow.
Because it is on. Can't believe it's not work choices now. There's this new one going around. It's just shots of phone books and things written in felt pen. I think
it's expensive. Well, the people down at Baker's Delight, because they do those kind of very ad hoc ads with Baker's dancing around and handwritten signs. I think they've ripped it off from them.
Is that right?
Maybe they've learnt. Look, Pete, those cheesy mice trolls, they've gone through the roof since those ads. We need that guy. Help us get work choices out of people's minds.
You know, they should have the work choices jar.
Yeah.
That way every time someone mentions it, because they're not allowed to say that word anymore.
Right.
They just put some money into the Christmas party.
It's not bad.
Yeah, it's an interesting idea.
Hey? Good on you, Rich.
Now they're about to spend more. $23 million to be spent selling the Prime Minister's voice is the headline of the paper today. Who wants that?
And what?
I don't know.
The ground announcer?
It's the new advertising campaign. To sell the idea that the Howard government is the balanced voice on global warming.
No, I always have thought that.
While at the same time persuading voters to cut their power use. John Howard was the man who said, we don't want to have a knee-jerk reaction. The global warming.
It might not happen.
I was reading books about global warming in the 80s.
Well,
it's 19.
That says a lot more about you than it does about old Howard.
It's very sad. But, I mean, it's what 23 years on. We're starting to have a knee jerk reaction.
He's a very old man. The knee takes a long time to really get going.
It's a knee jerk reaction on satellite delay.
John Howard was in a car, and it was on like an icy road, and it started to spin out of control.
He
was heading towards a petrol tanker, and someone was sitting next to him, and they said.
Well, it'd be Joe Pesci, because he'd be in Lethal Weapon 4.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And Joe Pesci goes, hey, I can see that petrol tanker coming. Might want to just put your foot on the brake. Would Howard go, well, I don't think we want to have a knee-jerk reaction to these situations.
Let's just see where this is going.
All right, I don't know. Too much money being spent, or is too much money being spent on political advertising?
Well, that's fine. Can we find out?
How many times do you reckon you've seen that Work Choices ad this week?
Well, it was all over the telly, certainly at the start of the week.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen it recently. I've been watching the Foxtel.
Yeah, see, they've pulled it off
because
there have been all the complaints. And John Howard, and I have to give him points for this, is getting about in a sandwich board and a little Spruker's microphone.
How did that was.
Just reading out the copy of the ad. It was at my local shopping centre yesterday.
Really?
I've got it on tape. Check it out.
Australia's workplace relationships have a share of rules and obligations that all employers are required by law to comply with. And before you sign the agreement signed by employee A, must also be signed by the Thank you.
hang on. What was that order?
Oh, whoa.
Oh, I've been sprung. Yeah, okay. I recorded that off Parliament. Fair enough.
I like the call to action at the end.
Yeah.
Go to the website and call this number. He's got it all down.
Yeah, it's from Parliament, I admit it. Here's what happened next. Very deep. That's almost deep enough for all jokes must go.
Oh, hang on. Jeez.
Well, I believe that's now copyrighted to a different program.
Yeah, can't do that anymore.
Hey, we have got plenty of cheap gear, though.
Mm.
It's piling up.
Oh, look at this.
A lot of the snacks and the obscene emails. Let's get to them all next. I'll get there. Another $5 million worth of taxpayers' money is built. Spent on political advertising. I'm having trouble putting words together.
No. What time did you stay up till last night?
Oh, about 2.
What were you watching? What was on?
Well, I was waiting for a New Zealand Cops or Police 10-7.
Yeah.
Turned out to be one we've seen before. And I haven't done that first. That really hurts. That really hurts.
Oh, God. That's the kind of pain that only Meatballs 4 can get rid of.
And then I didn't have the tape on when Blankety Blanks came on. And it was actually the week that Ugly Dave Gray's album, Boom Boom Grand Spicy, came out. I'm fumbling for a tape and he's talking about it. It's too late.
You need the IQ, the Fox telling thing.
Yeah. Get you next time, Ugly Dave Gray.
I've got this great trick on, at the moment on Foxtel, and that is when you go to the movies, a couple of the movies that have been on make you think of the high-profile movies that are out at the same time. So
they,
there's a movie
they
on.
Always do that. Yeah, yeah.
Like The King is on, like, you know, you go, oh, wow, I wouldn't mind watching the Grand County story.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And it's a different movie from, like, 1999.
Oh, not The King with William Hurt.
That's the one?
Oh, dear. That's
well, what? They're just taking the name of it.
And then you go to another channel, Zodiac. You go, great. Wow, Zodiac.
And it's just
a quick sell-through.
Karen Morgul doing your horoscope.
It's amazing.
What a scam.
All right. Mouth back in gear, talking properly, will I? Okay, what else is going on? John Howard's all over the papers today. I'll never say I'm sorry, says John Howard.
Yes.
The stolen generation business is a load of
pure humbug,
exactly,
according to John Howard. Now, I'm not sure if it is or not, but I keep reading this phrase, the black armband view of history. That's one Howard likes to bust out. Oh, you know what it is? Have the black armband view of history. What does that mean, Richard? As you understand, what does that phrase mean?
Is he saying looking back on history and constantly feeling bad and
so
continuously mourning for something that was 200 years ago.
Right, so all of that commemorating of our heroes at Gallipoli, black armband view of history, is it?
Might be.
Anzac Day, black armband view of history?
Might be.
Too controversial?
Touché.
No, I don't know. Not sure. Touché, what are we?
Touché. I'm not sure.
Yes, it's sitting there around the Triple M round table of wit.
Rump.
Sink man.
Cheese news coming next.
All right.
What if I can't come and bear it anymore.
All jokes.
Oh,
once
my
week.
Yeah.
In this time slot. What's going on in the war on terror?
Yeah.
It's time for the spies to come out. I love it when the spies come out.
Oh, yeah.
When the newspapers with eye holes come, come out of the, you know, the prop room cupboard. And the spying starts. Check this out.
But it's also been revealed the United States is using sabotage to stop Iran developing an atomic bomb.
Yep. Industrial sabotage is a way to stop the program without fingerprints on the operation.
The American television network, CBS, says the U.S. and its allies are using undercover agents, including former Russian nuclear scientists, to sell Iran dodgy components on the black market.
So as long as the Iran government don't get Channel 10 News, that's going to be a great plan. What's that about? There's not going to be no fingerprints.
Yeah.
That's why I'm telling the assembled media of the world.
So what's going to be
looking for shonky parts?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How does that work?
Well, I think if you're trying to build a nuclear bomb in Iran, and somebody sells you a slinky, and it's a plutonium rod, it's probably the dodgy Russians.
Where does this species go? What am I going to do with these components?
How do I launch with stable table?
I don't know. It just doesn't seem like that secret.
No.
That espionage. I don't know if Mao
quite got the espionage thing down pat just yet.
Maybe they don't put it on the late bulletin.
No, that's true.
All people are leaving. They go to 5 o'clock. Doesn't such an Iranian demographic. I don't know. What other big stories are we missing at the moment?
Well, Mr. Marbland.
Yeah. I might just have to queue up something here.
This will be good.
You can see where this is going. Prince Charles' latest incarnation of Madame Tussauds.
Is
being billed as the most eco-friendly waxwork in the museum's history. What it is, it's the most environmentally friendly waxwork of Prince Charles ever made. That's because they use the wax from his ears.
That's
from 1987.
Raining pennies.
That's a change from 10 cents.
Wow, you go cheaper than that, Mr. Cavalier.
I think I might be able to, Rich. I'll see that one.
His ears are quite large.
That's fine. You guys saw an episode of Fast Forward where they pointed that out.
Move on.
What do you want, Big Brother or Star Wars?
I love that. He's slagged off another comedy show and then he's shuffling through his worst material. What are we going to do here?
No, I'm saying there was good and fun. I love Fast Forward. What do you want, Star Wars or Big Brother?
Star Wars.
It's Star Wars week.
It is Star Wars week. Look at this.
It says ready for 17 hours in a darkened theatre. It's a marathon of the Star Wars movies that has started Wednesday morning, Los Angeles time.
Right.
It's going to go, you know, all through the night.
Yep.
Thousands of people have showed up for this Star Wars marathon.
Right.
Now, I've been lobbying for years to get the Meatballs marathon on. Meatballs 1 all the way through to Meatballs 4. And you two are the ones trying to get in its way. Now, listeners, if you don't know Patrick Dempsey, McDreamy, McWalking around in a coat smouldering away, he was in Meatballs 3.
Was he?
He was in Meatballs 3 summer job. Now, I'll read you the plot.
Dr. McCorney.
This is the plot outline for Meatballs 3 and Richard's life. A dead porno movie star returns from the beyond to help a nerdy teen score with the beautiful wife of the owner of the camp. He's spending summer.
That's Dr. McDreamy.
That's Dr. McDreamy's early work. Bill Murray's in Meatballs 1. In the internet, if you put in boob count Meatballs, boobs per minute, it's the highest ranking series ever. Ever. 40 Left for Dead. Flying high airplane, nowhere to be seen.
Look at Nikki, our producer, and Cecilia on the phone, just how downcast they are now that they've learnt about Dr. McDreamy,
McSteamy. I would watch Grey's Anatomy if on the operating table they were trying to revive dead porn stars so that aliens could have sex with them.
Yeah.
I would watch.
We haven't got behind that. That's because me and Richard are waiting till they finish the second trilogy. Second Meatballs trilogy. Hey, I think we're running way over time, so it might be time for a bit of sizzle.
Yes.
Let's do it, Rich. Two Mount Maunganui robbers pick the wrong boat to pinch, and a late night lolly raid turns sour for two young Aucklanders. That's right. That's what I waited up till 2 in the morning for. An episode of Police 10-7 where they pull over a car and in the boot they find 25 packets of chips.
Score!
We broke in and we've got all the drinks on chips and stuff.
We've drunk all the drinks.
Facing 10 years in jail. Let that be a warning to you. More in a moment, I'll get this. Here at this old chisel, of course, on Triple M around the nation. There's a new Get This podcast going up today.
Is there?
That'll be podcast 87. Don't forget 86 is still up there. That's the Dave cast. I think 85 is still there. And let's not
this
forget
going.
Podcast. I can't think of any songs with 87 in them.
There must be some, surely.
I can think of as 87 hots up the compilation. But I was enjoy when the Thin White Duke steps in
to take care
of business for us.
No, we love his work. Hey, we were talking about, Star Wars just before. It's some kind of, I think it's the 20-year anniversary.
30th.
Yeah.
Oh, 30th.
Okay.
First film coming out.
Right. I remember that. Was it that long ago? Yeah. Four times in 1 week I saw it when it came out.
Really?
Then it was, couldn't afford any of the action figures.
What'd you do?
I just went down to the shop and looked at them. Looked at how all the Darth Vaders had gone on day one. Mm-hmm. But plenty of Tusken Raiders left for months ahead. What about the Mayor of Darwin this week? You've probably read about this. The Lord Mayor of Darwin allegedly claimed nearly $3,000 in council expenses to buy a fridge and a Darth Vader voice changer,
yeah,
amongst other items, before falsely claiming he had donated the purchases to charity. The Mayor of Darwin with a Darth Vader voice changer. That's a fantastic look. Hopefully on for all public appearances.
Oh, definitely.
All council meetings.
Yeah, it's a real gravitas.
What do you have the...
doesn't make any sense without that.
Anyone, you know, has a problem with hard rubbish day being moved to Tuesday, he just reaches up to his chest and...
whatever day you want. But that would mean that all the other councillors in Darwin would have to be British theatre actors. Everyone on the death stuff. What did I say, Darth Vader?
That was so British.
I must protest.
My stars. You know how you mentioned they're watching the Star Wars, well, the six films.
Yeah.
But would they be watching them in the order they were filmed or in the correct order so that the second three go first?
What do you...
Well, I just want to actually do that. Like, not because I'm... I hate the new one.
Ooh.
Not a fan of the new ones. It's like watching, as I think someone came on the show recently and said, it's like watching Order in the House. It's great.
Yeah.
It's mostly...
A lot of taxation talk.
A lot of taxation talk, a lot of Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah.
But I just love to see what happens when you get to the third one, which is like the fanciest one, and then suddenly you go back to the crappiest one.
Oh,
right. It doesn't make sense, does it? It would look dodgy, wouldn't it?
That's meant to be in the future, but the technologies.
Yeah. They did one clever thing, I think, in the last one, which is in the last, like, 15, 10 minutes of the movie, they had... the effects slowly get slightly crappier.
Ah.
Because the first scene in Star Wars, the original Star Wars, is a corridor, which is so cheap looking, it's like the people from Doctor Who would have been looking down their nose. Like the bottoms of the wall don't actually touch the floor properly. And they actually did that in the last Star Wars.
Yeah.
The fancy one with, that guy. Terrible Home and Away style romance that was going on.
Oh,
Hayden Christensen and Natalie Portman.
Oh,
but they actually had at least the foresight to go, oh, some nerds watch this in order. We better make sure the walls don't quite touch the floor in the last scene of the third one, so it'll match the start of the fourth one.
Well noticed, don't
they? Started feathering their hair, getting ready for the hairstyles about to hit.
Yeah,
exactly. What else? I tell you who needs the Darth Vader theme. Rupert Murdoch, I notice, is still combing Ovaltine through his hair. Have you noticed that?
Because he was grey the other week.
He was grey the other week. Mm. Now he's Senator Ovaltine again. Who's doing that to him? Is it somebody doing it in his sleep, do you suppose?
So.
It's funny how it's never mentioned in the Murdoch papers.
Nah.
They couldn't wait to jump on Paul McCartney when he was brushing Milo through his hair.
Yeah.
When Mick Jagger went in for the fake man, he was a foolish old man.
Not our fearless leader, though.
No mention for Senator Ovaltine. What else is going on at Star Wars Week? How have you been celebrating it, Richard?
Well, I noticed that I think maybe in Melbourne yesterday, someone was arrested because he was rolling up for a photo shoot to dress as Darth Vader.
Yeah.
But he had the replica handgun hanging out of his backpack on the way, and the police just swarmed.
Hang on a sec. Wait a sec.
Yeah.
So if it's in his backpack.
Yeah.
I mean, what kind of threat is he actually posing?
Well, they thought it was a real handgun.
No, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
But even if he's like, all right, mate, I'm going to get you. Just stay there while I take my backpack off and rummage through it so I can get to my gun. Where have you gone? He's run off.
Yeah, but he could
really just put that in the holster.
He might have had a lightsaber as well.
That's true.
And they fire up pretty fast.
That's true. You should never be too careful.
It's good to see that the evil forces of the Imperial Lord Vader are being kept off the streets of Melbourne. Fantastic. You know, a lot of times people call in. We've got so many emails. If you email into the show and we don't read it out, don't be offended. We do read them all.
We do read them all.
There's like phone books.
I know.
Yeah, backlog. Yeah, so we're going to try and get to some of them.
Right.
And for once, let's start listening to the suggestions of our audience. You want to do that? Have we ever done that before?
No, never.
Not on a large scale.
No, not on any.
Not like I pretended to.
All right, let's do that next.
It's honest with you, I said it's not embarrassing that these sort of things, but of course it's embarrassing.
Melbourne and Sydney, it's Get This around the nation on Triple M. And, you know, people email in, the Men Without Hats band, they've certainly been.
Have they been called to arms?
I was looking at some of their albums yesterday.
Yeah.
One of them is called
Booms.
Yeah, they've got like seven.
They do.
Really?
One of them is called something to this effect. No hats beyond this point. There's a different way of saying it without hats.
It is. All right. Well, I was mentioning their follow-up single to the Safety Dance, which I thought was cool. Well, I think that I'm in Scotland and I'm walking through a forest in the rain. Apparently, it
makes no sense.
No, that's the actual chorus of the song, though.
Yeah, fair enough.
The name of the song is Things in My Life. So maybe we'll get
that. That's not as fun.
Thank you very much, Tim.
Things in My Life.
Brendan and Guy, who all...
So Men Without Hats have three fans. That's one each for the Men Without Hats.
Hey.
The Hatless Crew.
They're looking good. Oh, your songs have a lot of... do we want to hear some more of...
No?
What? More of what? The Keith Urban songs we were doing yesterday.
Oh, yes. Yeah, okay.
Oh, you do?
No, I do now.
I think
you don't understand what we're doing.
Well, what about some busking? Do you want to do some busking?
No worries.
You're live on the show.
It's live for me down in the streets. We pretend that I'm down in the streets.
Got your guitar?
Yep.
Take it away.
Two,
Emily.
Three, four.
Green Day. Doing a bit of a John Lennon.
Oh, no, that's not that John Lennon.
Unless it was a Green Day impersonation.
I thought it was terrible.
Can't work them out. You know, the Beatles, you can do a generic Beatles impression, but actually getting it down to which one is which, that's the hard part.
Is it? Ringo's pretty.
Which one? Yeah.
Thomas Tank Engine.
Ringo.
Ringo. Oh, go again, Rich. Say the fact control for me as Ringo.
The fact control. I said hello to Thomas the
Tank. That's not right. I lost it.
Thomas the Tank Engine, Canberra.
That's what that is.
I can't do it.
Paul McCartney sort of up there, like that.
That's more John Lennon. I think that's
John Lennon.
Lennon.
I can never tell them apart. Who's the one who's John Lennon?
That's John Lennon.
There's not the one like John Lennon.
That's
John
Lennon.
Which is George Harrison? Which one is he?
So I'm George Harrison.
Apple compares.
Oh, blimey.
Blimey.
Hey,
Dick Van Dyke.
Not me, Brunsport.
How do?
In a double decker.
The man.
That's the Men Without Hats talk.
Which one?
Sorry, who?
The Men Without Hats.
Getting looks from the music department.
No, let's have something much more modern as we ascend Talkback Mountain. So it's Paul McCartney up here.
Yep.
That John Lennon down there.
George.
Which one is George then? Where's he sit?
And Ringo's.
Ringo's
apparently reporting from Canberra.
Ringo's doing politics. So that means so there's only like.
Oh, I think.
Like.
How are you, Dave?
See, like a washerwoman. Some sort of cockney washerwoman. Must be George Harrison.
Say that's Stu Sutcliffe.
All right. Who's Stu Sutcliffe?
No, he was in the Beatles. Remember Backbeat?
Oh, he's Stephen Dorff.
As long as I have a 90s reference, he knows what I'm talking
about. The way he stands there. That's what they said.
Who's that?
That was John Lennon.
Okay. Wow. Matt Dow on the pots and pans. He builds all those little Talkback Mountain guys for us. Does a fantastic job, but man, he's trapped in that room.
He is trapped in that
room. He's trapped in that room 24 hours a day.
He took out his frustrations on a moped after smashing through his cage and rampaging through a cafe where a girl was trapped inside. And he had tourists and police on the run for 2 hours until the vets turned up with tranquilizer guns.
Back in your box, buddy. I'm sure people saw that footage. Yeah. That was in a ragged thing. And here was the cheering when they shot the monkey with the tranquilizer gun.
In your face again, human! Human!
Evolution, baby. Wear it.
We're so far ahead of those monkeys, aren't we?
Yeah, they're idiots.
Idiots, if you listen.
Idiots.
What do we do? Speaking of idiots, let's get this on Triple M. And every now and then, we like to get the listeners to contribute. Oh, you don't want to do this?
I got better phone topics.
You've got better phone topics.
Yeah, yeah, better phone topics.
All right, how about who's been tasered?
Martin's Bunkbed Rodeo.
That'll sound like spun gold in October, I'm telling you.
You know, okay, so we want to do this thing where the listeners call up and tell us what they want to hear on Dead This.
Yeah, what do you want?
Because we're losing segments. All Jokes Must Go is now
out of there.
Co-opted by somebody else.
Get out of there.
We need new ideas. What do you want to hear on this show?
Yeah.
Don't just call up and say sport because we can't help you.
No.
I'm looking through the emails. We can see
the other one. The Nightcrawler on MySpace says that he wants to hear more about internet girlfriend stealing.
Yes.
This is what's happening to me.
What's going on with it. Someone on the internet.
Someone called, Preamble over in wherever he lives, in a gold house.
Yeah.
So he said that his ex gave him the arse for someone she met online. She went all the way to America to find out who he was, and he was the guy who dropped out of school at 15, never worked a day in his life, and all he does is play World of Warcraft.
Isn't that everybody on the internet?
Actually, I got a friend that plays World of Warcraft, and he found this thing on the internet that calculates how long you've been playing for, over the time. And I said, how'd you go? And this is the bloke, when we went to Germany, would walk through the streets of Berlin, in the suburban Berlin, holding his Mac up to the sky, trying to find someone's unlocked wireless internet.
So right,
check how much gold he'd farmed overnight. Anyway, I said, mate, how did you go? And he said, oh, look, it says I've been playing for 4.5 months, but I'm really good at this game.
Time well spent.
Okay.
So, who is this guy? What is his real name? He keeps saying Preamble.
I can't remember his real name. It's the name.
Hyundai.
I think his name's like Calvin Klein Obsession or like, you know, iPod, or it's just something really, it sounds like a product that they'd have, like, an attractive girl all over David Beckham for.
And he invented the BlackBerry.
He invented the BlackBerry.
That's what he's claiming.
Yeah, and used the money to build orphanages for kids filled with space rockets so they can go to the moon.
And, the missus, is she, you know, biting on him?
Yeah, she will, eventually.
Is that right?
I don't, the con man. You reckon you should, really? And what does that make me, Rich?
Well, that makes you, the means he wants to be a con man. So it's a little bit sadder.
Yeah, there it is.
Makes you a sucker. What do people want? Look, we get so many emails still about the Kim Beazley thing.
Yeah.
I have trouble remembering who Kim Beazley is these days.
I think he used to, work in a fish and chip shop in Perth or something.
But, you know, I reckon we've got to start campaigning for him to come back, you know.
Yes.
Kevin Rudd's missus is on the Bugle.
Yep.
We need clean, green Kim Beazley back. Just so we can hear his song.
The problem is, people say Joe Hockey should inherit that.
Yeah.
Joe Hockey doesn't have the breathless pie face of Mr. Kim Beazley, you know?
Not the same. All right, what do you want to hear from this show? Let's cross off the Kim Beazley theme.
That's gone.
Let's cross off sport.
Yep. Who got tasered? That's not going to happen.
We're not going to be doing that. More Keith Urban songs from the Cavalier collection. You want to hear that?
Lovely.
You got one there, just in case people weren't listening earlier.
Well, they were listening earlier, and we've already heard one today.
No, a lot of people only tune in for this half hour. Some people go through, their train goes through a tunnel at about 25 past.
That's why I get a lot of people call up.
Okay.
Say my train's going into the city loop.
Name a person.
Andrea. She gets on the city loop in Melbourne every day, and her train goes into a tunnel at like 25 past. She says, can you make sure the sketch goes out before 25 past?
Thank you, Andrea.
So she may have missed this.
Some area we're neglecting. 133353.
Oh,
yeah, this around the nation on Triple M. What were we listening to there? Was that Gavin DeGraw?
Oh, yeah, man.
I don't want to be.
I just learned. He doesn't want to be anything other than a prison guard's son.
How much sandwich have you got in your face?
Sorry, Rick. Sorry, Tom. It's really delicious.
It's the show where we talk with our mouths full. It's time to throw it over to the listeners, I think. What do they want to hear from this program?
Hello, John.
Hi guys, how
you
going?
Excellent. What would you like to hear?
I'd like to hear some Passiona High sketches done Donkey Corbin style.
Fair enough. I think Donkey Corbin is now due to popular demand. People might have been taken to piss, but it's on the end of one of our podcasts. I can't remember which one. It might be podcast.
I thought that was a
breakthrough on the radio as a whole. Is that what you're saying?
John, can I just ask, Passiona High, if we were going to do this, I reckon we'd want to write you into it. Who would your character be?
I'd be Biff Simpson from the rival school that comes in and tries to beat up some of the students.
Oh, Biff Simpson.
Biff. Great name.
All right, Biff, you're in.
What's Passiona High for those of you, for those who don't remember, Tony?
It was a cereal which Greg Fleet just came up with off the top of his head,
yeah.
Which I think he was off of at the time when he was in here last year, and then it just blew out of control.
On the way up,
there was a
simple. Oh, sorry, mate?
Yeah, I just wanted to know whether Ed got that instruction manual I sent him on making orange peel helmets for your cat.
No. For those who couldn't hear that, is an instruction guide on how to make orange peel helmets for your cat.
In case they get attacked. But John, I'll go and have a look. I never saw this. People, someone stolen it. Someone from a rival program nicked it. I'll go and find out what happened. Thank you, John.
Hey, Cantu. Hey, Hamish and Andy Billboard, where they just both got orange peel helmets on.
Hurt them. Hello, Ken. How are you?
Yeah, good, fellas.
What do you want to hear? What do you want to hear more of?
I want to hear more Cavalioki.
No. Cavalioki.
What sort of song do you reckon he should tackle?
Well, Ken, a cat lover. He should do some Pussycat Dolls.
Oh, I didn't give a something. Keep staring at me, beep. I don't know if I can handle the lyrical mastery of that bad boy.
Cardi could do some Mbops.
He puts his spoon box.
Sure.
All right. Yeah. And nothing for Richard to do. I like that, Ken.
Well,
I like it.
I'm just going to have to be content with the...
Don't look surprised at me, Marvin. I know you're so happy.
Don't play there, Richard. Hello. Who's going to suggest and forget this?
Murray, how are you?
Hey, Mike. How you going?
Excellent. What do you want to hear more of?
I'd like to hear some feedback on from the punters and how their missus let them know they're up for some action.
What?
What, did you call me a form maker?
No, my missus just comes over and she goes, "Oh, darling, I've changed the sheets."
Oh, yeah.
That's good on.
Soil from Manchester. Nice clean sheets, mate. Good on you, man.
Beautiful.
That's a good idea. Okay.
Like, right.
There'd be a lot of stories out there. A lot of different, crazy little quirky things.
Yeah, all right. That one's being written down in pen.
That's how that's going to happen.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, man. Best of luck over the weekend. Hi, Carlos. How are you?
How you doing?
Good, mate. What are you not getting enough of?
Well, last year you guys started a movie geek club, and I was the first member, and then it just stopped. I mean, my life's been over. I've been stuck in my room, hiding for the phone, and nothing.
You're the only member of our movie geek club. Are you still conducting meetings on your own anyway?
Oh, yeah, me and my little cat and my dog. Yeah, it stops.
Yeah, what sort of movies are you talking about at that club?
Just the obscure ones, I mean, just stuff that you can't find, you know, like Wet Hot American Summer.
Is your cat and dog just continuously trying to bring up Milo and Otis?
Well,
no. Is there any film relevant to them?
More of A Long Way Home or whatever it was. That's it, you got it.
The something of Yellow Dog.
Yeah, is it? Old Yellow?
Yeah,
Old
Yellow. Dog. No, that one near Far From Home. Mm. And it's like a couple of Labradors, you know, on the pier. Incredible Journey style. I live in a Labrador family. We go and see all of them.
Yeah.
It's pathetic.
Dog movies.
No, there aren't enough dog movies.
They
can't go wrong with dog movies, in my opinion.
K9?
You can go wrong with dog movies.
Who's next? Hi, Peter, how are you?
Hi.
Well, what would you like to hear?
Well, actually, I missed out on what I wanted to do with my ashes segment, so I was hoping you might be able to bring that back.
What were you going to do? What do you want done with yours, Peter?
I'd like to actually have them accidentally sent to a tampon factory.
Wow.
Yeah, that way I can be up tight in the groove all the time.
There you go. Wow, I love the idea that he's been sitting on that for a week. Rehearsing it.
And that's his big chance. And it killed, Peter. It killed.
We must do that. We must do that. Again, we did one years ago, which we had a huge response to this.
Mm-hmm.
Think about this. What kind of music do you want at your cremation?
Mm-hmm.
You know, as the coffin's going along the conveyor belt into the flames, what sort of music?
Burning down the house?
Yes, Talking Heads. That's not bad.
One. Alvin and the Chipmunks, the Christmas song.
Yeah. Here's what I went for. Along the conveyor belt, a series of metal doors, right, clanging and crashing, and the Get Smart thing. Through the thing. Through the series of doors disappearing into the flames.
Not bad, time. Well, that was your funeral. So I didn't get to hear that.
Has that distracted people from the groove, Jack? Thanks, everyone who called in. I hope I didn't imply that it was Hamish and Andy who had stolen that.
No, of course not. That
was a joke. It was somebody else entirely.
Pick those guys.
Apologise.
All right.
Tell you what. Good link, Tone.
Yeah.
We've got, how would you describe him?
The coaster, the star of real stories.
Yeah.
A real looker, a real cad with the ladies. All hands in a spa.
Ryan Shelton is this.
And damaged tender brains.
I think you've only one thing to wear.
One thing to wear, yeah. I'm going to need some time to come up with another one.
Yeah, this is on Rogue, which you can see on Channel 10 on Sunday night. Right, dears. How's that going?
Well, it's good. It's this ridiculously stupid segment, which basically I'm selling a product that doesn't exist.
Oh,
exactly. That I've come up with. And a right idea, in case you're lost, is an idea that I come up with. So, Ryan, ideas.
That's the first one.
Yeah,
that's the thing. Right. Idea is the first one.
Is that a take the rest of the day off when you come up with that pen down?
I was pretty happy with that.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, Richard Darwin pushes buttons on the show, does a fine job. He's one of the writers in a row. Do you think he's being marginalised due to his own profile on the show, which has been caused by us? You know, we're constantly making jokes about why he hasn't been or something. Do you think that's starting to impact on his career?
I think Rogue producers were surprised that he didn't have a Rogue t-shirt on in the Green Guide article. I mean, missed opportunity.
Yeah. I could drop one in, surely.
It was actually funny when I was in the car, going to this road on Sunday night.
Yeah.
And I was on my way there, and a few people had called me up and they'd said,
good luck.
Hope it goes well. Are you feeling nervous? And I was like, I'm going to play it down.
No,
fine. I'm pretty used to live TV. And so when I was in there, I was listening to the iPod in my car. It was just on shuffle.
Yeah.
And the song that came on was Pat Benatar's All Fired Up.
Oh, yeah.
Just by accident. And I was like, my first reaction was, this is really good because this is actually getting me fired up.
Yeah.
But then I thought, if somebody sees me listening to All Fired Up on the way to Rome, it's going to look pretty stupid.
Yeah.
Just singing All Fired Up at the top of my lungs.
Yeah, it'd be much less embarrassing if it was Love on the Battlefield. Which I wouldn't be surprised if we've got it right now. But what have we got now?
That's a Midnight Oil.
Yeah.
Yes.
Look at Mr. Martha. He's taking seriously those comments, I was saying.
Which
I don't know about in it, Rome. I just hope they're not giving you the major Michael Morey treatment in there.
They're
giving you the Siberian jobs.
Yeah.
Just because we've been taking the piss.
I'll tell you one thing. Everything Rich says now at work has become a whole lot more hilarious.
Hilarious. All right, let's have some of that hilarity, hopefully. Or if not that, some new ideas. And get this. When the generals talk, the shadow minister for the environment.
He is up the front there.
And band here at Get This on Triple M around the nation. Ryan Shelton is still the stage during your career. Have you ever sort of sent out a call to arms and got the people behind you?
No, I can't think. Sorry. No. Hold on.
You know, like on a radio show, sometimes they'll get behind a cause.
And then cue lots of piano, we're helping everybody. Remember, Crew to the Rescue was the one I used to remember.
Yeah, stuff like that. Alan Jones might get people marching across, Sydney Harbour Bridge, flying a flag for something.
Yeah.
But on this show, talk about clout. In the last hour, I mentioned that I'd stayed up and forgotten to tape Blankety Blanks. Yeah. And it was the episode where Graham Kennedy, Ugly Dave Gray, pardon me, had just brought out a new album. Within 5 minutes, the Frankster from Sydney had been on
good
the
phone.
He taped it, and he sent in this clip.
Dave, you've got a record out.
Yes, I know. I ran for the gents' toilet to hear in 10 seconds. Now, it's called Real Spicy Boom Boom. I said, I'd like the show to get over quick. Yeah. Impossible, because I have to go to my grandfather's 94th birthday.
Right. Your grandfather's 94?
Oh, no, he died when he was 29.
Oh, I see. But you're going to his 94?
Yes, just in case.
I think so. Is he called, though? I mean, we're surely he's going to get behind our idea, Ugly Dave Gray's Anatomy. Surely that's going to take off.
That was great. Thank you very much for that.
See that? I mean, imagine what other stuff we could mention and they just call in.
Oh.
Is there anything you're chasing, Ron, that you'd like?
It's Gary Shandling's show.
Oh, it's Gary Shandling's show.
It's something that I'm desperate to get from you, Tony, because I know you've got the tapes.
I've got Series 1 and 2 on VHS.
It's you, Tony.
Still can't track down 3 and 4. It's not out on DVD. Yeah. Do you remember it's Gary Shandling's show? You'd be too young, surely, yeah.
I saw it on vaguely. Comedy Channel, was it on about 4 or 5 years ago? They played the entire series. That's where I saw it.
It was originally on Channel 9 at 4:30 in the morning. You had to be keen. It had that theme song. This is a theme for Gary Show, the opening theme for Gary Show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then spend a mirror on it. Every week, he would think of a different way to do it. And there was one where he was just walking around the set, listening to his own theme on tiny headphones. And you just hear it really thin. And just doing that thing where you just sing like, the Gary Show. Limiting theme.
Just like that.
Good. It's a great show.
He's great. I have to say, there are bits and pieces on YouTube you can get.
Yeah.
Like there's a few title sequences you can get.
Oh, beautiful.
But I'm just keen to see the whole show.
Mm. And what's catching your attention at the moment, Ryan?
Oh, the real story is DVD there.
Oh,
I don't know. I don't know if you've heard of the show. It's a great show, actually. Real story is DVD. It came out this other week. But the other day, because it's in JB Hi-Fi. Of course, as you always do, I'm sure, Tony, your first album or DVD came out video.
Yes.
You go into the store to see it on the shelf. It's quite exciting. Yeah. So I went into JB Hi-Fi. Actually, I went into Sanity first.
Oh, gosh.
I'm looking Sanity. Yeah. And it was there. And they had two copies, but spines, no faces out.
How are people going to know?
The temptation to just pull one out and just put it into the front.
Oh, you've got to do that.
Do people do that?
If you did that, you may have covered up the Stingers DVD. And I'd be very upset if you did that.
As would I. I'd never do that.
Don't feel embarrassed. That's just industry standard behaviour.
Okay, I'll have to return tomorrow.
Dave Graney, Commander Graney, told me that if you're a musician and you go into a record shop, you're morally obliged to move all your friends' records to the front of the pile. Everyone does it for everybody else.
Good.
You know? It's hard times in the entertainment business. Help out, move stuff to the front.
Okay. Yeah, well, I'm going to be doing that. I'm going to go to all the stores tomorrow. Actually, I'm pretty busy now. I'm pretty busy tomorrow now.
And two of your characters in the Real Story series. I thought they were the two funniest characters on Australian TV last year, the easily distracted lawyer and the giggling carer.
Oh, yeah.
Any chance of spin-off series for either of them?
Oh, I'd love it. I would love some spin-off sitcoms. I mean, just so I can say I'm doing a spin-off sitcom.
That'd be great.
That sounds quite industry. But not
you get Rebecca Elmer-Loglu.
I'd love to. All the stars.
There's a pairing.
History greatest stars. nothing planned at the moment.
Okay, nothing planned. That sounds like this show. Yesterday, did you hear Ed Cavalier singing? Well, reinterpreting the music of Keith Urban.
Oh, it's fantastic.
There's no attempt whatsoever to mirror the original tune.
Is that an actual song?
Yeah.
Because it was like you're doing the poetry thing as well, the kids' poem.
Yeah, it was.
That was actual Urban. That was actual Urban.
Yeah.
Why don't you just sing the actual song?
Because I don't know what it sounds like. I got the lyrics off the internet.
Nobody knows what Keith Urban's music sounds like.
I know. I've never heard of the guy.
They know he's here and his wife.
Yeah.
As for the song, it's baffling.
Yeah, that's true. We've got more to talk about. Your segment, Rideas. We're getting behind it. A segment on Roe. And our listeners, as you've seen, the kind of power they possess, that Ugly Dave thing.
Bang!
On our desk within 5 minutes.
That is amazing call to action.
Surely they're going to have some Rideas. We'll find out next. Oh, it's Pink here at Get This Around the Nation on Triple M. Ryan Shelton is with us. You may have seen him on Real Stories, now out on DVD. And, of course, thank God you're here. But here's something we've never mentioned, Ryan. Were you the co-writer of the multi-award-winning Chris Lilley We Can Be Heroes?
Well, yeah, in the early stages I was. Like I think like Chris and I sort of, I guess, mapped out a lot of the story together and, you know, just had ideas sessions.
Right.
But Chris went away himself and wrote the actual scripts after that. But yeah, we, you know, just, I guess, sat in a room together and thought of things that Jermaine could do at the assembly, which was quite fun.
And what's his new one? It's all very under wraps. Summer Heights High.
Yeah, I can't say much about it because, you know, I feel the warm burn of a laser beam coming on.
There's a red dot just around the back.
Yeah, so I shouldn't say too much. But, no, I mean, I've seen bits and pieces, and it will be very, very, very good.
Yeah.
No doubt. Yeah.
Excellent. Now, you mentioned that your DVD of Real Stories is on sale at JB Hi-Fi. We love JB because they've got Series 1 of The Wire for $24.95.
I got that the other day.
Have you watched it yet?
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet, but I bought Series 1 and 2 on the internet. Because usually it's like $75, $76 or something.
Oh, yeah.
For a season. So I've always held back. Then I saw it on JB Online. I was like, yes.
We've bought it.
And now it's sold out.
Yes.
Sold out. Yep, sold out now.
Okay.
Maybe we help.
And remember, it's a slow build.
No, it's ugly betting meets Grey's Anatomy.
No, it's a slow
build. It's the only way to, you know.
Well, then I'll like it. You've got to let it establish a lot of characters, and then once the blocks are in play, bang, you're away.
It's a Friends spin-off where Rachel, everyone's favourite hairstyle, Rachel moves to Baltimore to fight time. The only way she knows how.
Hey, you mentioned that your DVD is on sale. It's Sanity. Do you ever stop and go, what was the meeting where they decided to call record shops Sanity?
Yeah, I don't know.
What is the point of that?
Sanity, I don't know. Because I think there was a sort of a smaller chain of record stores.
Level-headedness.
Called Insane.
Oh, really?
It was Insane. And I just, I don't know. And they're gone now. But I always wondered that they stopped and then Sanity started. And I think there was some sort of meeting where they're like, I think we've gained our heads now. I think we're now same. Let's change all the stationery.
Yeah. I love it when shops have a war. Did your video shop ever? We had two video shops across the road from us. This is about probably nearly 20 years ago.
Yeah.
There was ABC video across the road from the Entertainers.
Oh, the Entertainers went out.
The Entertainers had on their painting out the front, they had the A to Z of videos because they were ABC. So it was a go at them, the A to Z. And then ABC ran with the real Entertainers.
Oh,
a war between shops.
Yeah, no, we had a monopoly in Rose Bay in Sydney. One time somebody threatened to convert the Chinese restaurant across the road into a video store. I think we had them killed.
That's
stuffed and, you know, put behind the counter as a message to other people.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, I just wanted to say, TVs, like widescreen, big TVs.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, when I was in JB, you know, spying on my DVD sales, and I didn't do my normal walk past the TVs just to look at what I would have if I was the prince of the world and could afford it. They're getting quite big now. Like,
yes.
One there which is like 60 inches or 80 inches.
Mm-hmm.
When are they going to get, like, when do they stop? When will they go, that's enough.
Well, we're pushing for a product called the IMAX iMac. That's what we want to see. IMAX, bigger than IMAX. Imagine how good the bloke falling over in the corridor of the police station on YouTube would look. That big.
Mate, that would be fantastic.
All right, so that is almost a RIDEA.
Oh, it's close. An IMAX iMac.
Yeah. Could that be a RIDEA?
A PC IMAX.
That could be a RIDEA. All right, we want to hear, you know, because people think they've come up with stuff themselves.
Always.
They think. Even if you haven't. It's not the 7:30 report.
Take some credit for stuff.
We're talking RIDEAs next.
That's a fantastic old lady. She's just in a bad dress.
Around the nation on Triple M, of course, it is. Ryan Shelton is sitting in with us, and I might just take this opportunity to mention the Get This podcast. Podcast 87 is going up today. And I have to say, it's got the kids from Patterson Lakes Primary School. Did you hear those youngsters who came in?
Yeah, they interviewed the Prime Minister.
Yeah, they certainly did a fine job of it. They're the ones who got in to say Mariana. That was them. And they're in there. There's a whole lot of them and then Stephen Curry. And then I didn't notice this, till I'd finished putting it together. Yeah. But because it's made up from two different shows, after the bit with the kids, turns a bit fruity.
Oh, okay.
Right. Yeah, like we kept ourselves fairly tidy when they were in here. Mm. But then I've got some stuff from the next episode with Russell Gilbert, you know, and that was when Russell was talking about Botoxing the downstairs department.
Yeah.
That's his go. In order to achieve what he calls the flat back.
So,
no, if you're the parents of any of the kids from PLPS and you're downloading the podcast, as soon as Russell arrives, switch it off.
Yeah, absolutely. It becomes a blue card. Yeah. Do you, Tone, you don't have kids, Rich.
No.
Nick has got one. Very cute. Tone, you basically haven't had any.
No.
I'm going down that track as well, I think.
Really?
The kids part. Well, because when the kids from Patterson Lakes Primary School came in, there's 40 of them.
Right.
You don't have to have 40, though. You can just have one. No, but there's like, and there's some of them who came on who were quite chatty and friendly.
Yeah.
Some of them. Ryan?
Right. Oh, they're on the list.
Yeah. So because of the reticence of some children who may have been slightly frightened to speak on a national radio program hosted by Nutbags,
yes.
You don't want to have any children.
How can, Nikki, how can I guarantee that I end up with a nice chatty one as opposed to like a little... Like a little nut thing. Like a little, like, this is just worrying me because there was, I mean, you trying to find, you know, make sure that everyone can be perfect. It just reminds me of a guy back in the 30s that tried to do a similar thing. And he's pretty unpopular. So just watch what you do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I really don't like him.
Okay.
But he didn't have kids, did he?
I hope not.
Yeah.
Maybe popular at school.
I'm sure.
Like, all I'm saying is, if you're parenting out there, you know, bring up a nice one, a chatty one.
Look at me, Elrison. Just looking at it going, you have no idea what you're talking about.
I know I don't.
All right.
Okay, but what about ideas?
Nay.
Ideas.
Yes.
It's a new segment on Rogue. It's kicking ass from what I hear. I haven't seen the segment yet. How does it work?
Well, it's basically just, you know, Rogue lets me come up to the desk with him. And I basically just present him with my latest idea.
Wow.
Which on the show last week was the product called the Key Journal Hat, which is it's a hat that you wear. And for people who lose their keys all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And whenever you put your keys down, on the hat is a little journal and a pen. And whenever you put your keys down, you write down exactly where you put them, so you always know where your keys are. Very handy.
Wow.
And the hat looks really smart.
Sure.
A real snappy hat.
Now, what happens when you launch a new segment on a TV show? Usually first 3 or 4 weeks you're fine. By week 7 you're struggling. That's when you need...
How about week 2? Does that happen often?
Oh, no, week 2's fine. That's fine. Isn't it, Rich?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm still living off week 2.
As the prop on community television.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we're looking for ideas so that, you know, Ryan can sub them in when he's short of inspiration. Stuff that you've come up with, Russell Gilbert's black bag technique, for example, that would be one. I've mentioned mine many times, tea bags with the sugar already in.
Good one.
Raising kids that aren't annoying. That's my idea.
Brilliant.
Mr. Martin, what are you floating?
A couple of ideas, recycled waterbed.
Yeah.
Friendly, thank you. And also a mask for people when they're coming out of court, so their face won't be shown. You know how people try and, like, shield their face.
Yeah.
It's a mask with the F word on it.
Oh, very good.
Because they have to pixelate that.
Oh, I like it. Really good, Rich.
A giant F word on it.
You know what the best thing I reckon, the best idea the Mayor Mick Malloy had in 4 years of doing that show we used to do, was there was this thing on Channel 10, and it only lasted about 2 weeks in the mid-90s, where they came up with a new way of disguising people's faces, the swarm of bees. Remember that, the swarm of bees? It was this digital swarm swirling a lot of bees. And we said, if you're going to court, coming out of court being filmed, just go like this. Oh, bees! Bees all over me! Bees! And they dropped it.
They dropped it.
Very next day, swarm of bees.
So it's just a guy flailing his hand.
Yeah.
Talk about pulling power. You are changing the way television is going.
That was so you.
Good.
Tony Mockwell coming out of court. Bees! Bees all over me!
Hey, that's my idea. That's Mockbell in our midst. Everyone sends in a picture of the Tony Mockbell they've got working at their office. Because we've got a dead ringer here.
Mm-hmm.
It's brilliant.
Okay, how do you think that's going to go down with the rest of the family?
Not well.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Is that haughty ringing now?
I think it might be.
What's that, sir?
Yes, we'll be doing Secret Sound. That'll be fine.
Hey, what about your ideas? Something you've thought up yourself.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be, you know, practical or nothing.
Nah.
Give us a call, 1-3-3-5-3.
The one I love here at Get This on Triple M. Ryan Shelton is with us, the host of Rydeas on Road, Sunday nights on Channel 10.
He's not the only
one. He's not the only one full of Rydeas, though. No. Who else has got one here?
Let's talk to Ryan.
G'day, guys. I've got a pretty good Rydea as well.
Well, you're one of the only people that can have a Rydea.
That's true.
Talk us through it, homie.
If they're having trouble putting on their shoes, people can easily grab a shoehorn. But I know a lot of people have trouble putting on the second leg of their pant.
Mm-hmm.
So just for novelty factor, just get a giant shoehorn and hold on to that while you're putting your pants on.
Can I ask Ryan on the phone, did you hear Greg Fleet the other day with his jumper pants?
No, I missed that actually. So, yeah, you have to fill me in.
There's real enthusiasm for that. Photos are starting to come in. Have you ever done that, Ryan?
What is jumper pants?
Well, you just get up and you can't find pants. Someone's ringing, you know, like it might be a pizza or something. You're asleep. I don't know why you're asleep and you've ordered a pizza. Maybe you're on Stillbox. You put on the jumper as pants. And then you go, comfy? Might just keep them on all day.
Theme song by Greg Fleet.
That's a fly deer.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you, Ryan.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, man.
Mate, what's your idea?
I was invented a self-leveling stubby holder so you don't spill your beer. I still like the universal joint, the dry shaft. The hole for beer, but the only problem is, like, when you took the beer off to drink it, it's still level.
Oh, and you've invented, you've already done this, haven't you?
Yeah.
So it's undrinkable, technically.
Yeah.
Paul, could you send us a picture of this? Get this at triplem.com.au. I'm fascinated to see how this works, sir.
You know the one that Graham Kennedy wears in Don's party? It's a necklace.
Oh, sorry, Paul. Marvin was very rudely talking over you. What did you say?
I'll see if I can find it. It's in the pile of stuff still to be, like, actually
patented,
finished in the shed.
Oh, fair enough.
Down on the hard project pile.
Down on the shed along with the Star Wars missile defense system. The not quite right box. What were you saying, Mr.
Martin? I was just saying, doesn't that actually keep the beer level, though? Because that's a really great invention. The necklace, yeah.
Yeah.
With the better hold the stuff.
Yeah, you see, during all of the celebrations of Graham Kennedy, there was no mention of that brilliant idea.
You're right.
True. All right, more ideas, please.
Brett, how are you?
Good, thanks.
What's your idea, brother?
My idea is sunglasses with a built-in stigmatism lens so that everyone looks taller and thinner when you're at the beach.
Is that similar to beer goggles, bro?
Same theory, I guess.
Yeah, but you can actually control it.
Yeah, and I like to do the same thing with the aspect ratio on my TV.
Oh, another aspect ratio buff. What's your favourite aspect ratio, mate? 1:1.85 or 1:2.35?
The taller and thinner, the better.
Yeah, okay, taller and thinner. Fantastic.
I've got a problem with the TV at my house where I can't seem to get it right. I'm flicking between 14:9, Justified. Justified is normal in the middle and it stretches out the edges.
Justin Timberlake's first album playing softly under everything.
I feel like we've lost everybody now.
Thank you, Brett. Hi, Elliot. How are you?
Good, yourself?
Good, thank you. Your idea?
Firstly, love the show.
Thank you.
Secondly, about 5 years ago, I was working in a firm, and after lunch, I'd get really tired.
Oh,
I thought about there should be a place where you go for a 20-minute power nap, and then what do you know? I'm reading in the paper a couple of years ago that they've got a place, and, you know, that you spend $20 for 20 minutes, and you sleep in a pod.
I think in Japan it's known as a studio apartment.
Ah, fair enough.
Yeah. And coffins in there.
It's not just somebody with a few blankets over a park bench, is it? Charging money for entry.
No, they don't use blankets, they use newspapers.
Ah, right.
It's
all right, a sleeping pod.
Thanks, Elliot.
It's almost sensible.
Hi, Sam. How are you?
Yeah, not bad.
What's your idea?
Got a good idea for a game show in which there's three or four contestants all in their own cages, and whenever they get a question wrong, a live pant is released.
I would watch it. And
Is this a network answer to a Hey Hey replacement on Saturday night?
I could just put Daryl Summers in there. It's either a Panther or Daryl Summers. I'm not sure which one's more terrifying.
Oh, I see what you mean. So either a Panther's going to have a go at you, or Daryl's going to come out and do 10 minutes of gear at you. Sometimes.
Yeah, that'll just throw one of those horrible sweaters at you.
Okay.
So we're going to call... So the show's going to be called Panther or Daryl.
Oh. What an idea. That's a great idea.
I'm sure we've got time for one more right
hey,
here.
Billy, how are you?
G'day, guys. How you doing?
Excellent, mate. Your idea?
I used to do a lot of road trips with the band, and we always thought it'd be a great idea that you have it's like a Malway. It's called a road trip almanac, and it's you can map out your route, and on the way it tells you where all the bottle shops are.
Excellent.
And not only what they are, not where they are, but also what type they are, whether they're like a Dan Murphy's or whatever.
Excellent. That's good.
It's a very specific version of that. What's that thing in your car that's like...
Whatever
that is.
Tom Tom?
Yeah. Hey, what band, by the way? Can we ask what was the band?
Nah, I'm not going to say.
Oh, really? Was it Stinkfist?
Shitty little cover band, mate.
Oh, yeah. Cover band.
I'd like to think of their name too.
Yeah.
Thanks, the shitty little cover band. All right,
Billy.
Thanks, you, everyone. I had a right idea.
Good ideas, right?
See, written him down.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's me writing them down.
Yeah.
And will Rodney's be on this week?
No, not this week. I need some more time to think of another one.
See, we love to get behind shows that are sort of on the way out.
Well, I like to think that it's not on the way out.
Okay.
Cheers, Tony.
It may be on the way out if you decided to start eating sandwiches on air during the broadcast.
Maybe.
That's a dangerous business. We'll show you just how dangerous next on Get This. Get This around the nation on Triple M. What's that? Something new.
Yeah.
Crowded house.
They're recording new stuff.
Yeah. Don't stop now. Time on Earth is the new album.
Of course.
What were you just about to say there, Ed? You weren't listening.
No.
Because you were off having a sandwich, I'm guessing. You know, we replayed this the other day, but Ryan hasn't heard it. The other day on the show, Ed was talking to someone.
So Ryan Shelton's with us. Did I forget to point that out?
Oh, yeah.
It's just tuning in.
5 minutes of fun left.
Oh, yeah.
He's done a bit of radio, but...
We run late, bro. We got 10.
It's blowing out. Everything blows out on Friday.
Yeah.
And the other days of the week. But here's what happened when Ed was talking to someone from Brisbane on the phone, and you can hear, if you listen pretty closely, he's blatantly eating a sandwich. Check it out.
Ryan, how are you?
I'm not too bad, fellas. How are we?
We're excellent, sir. You're in Brisbane, are you not?
I am.
And what's your free phone, brother?
Well, what I usually do, I get rather bored quite easily.
You can hear that? Is that true? You haven't... No, that is not added. Here it is again. Just
and what's your free phone, brother?
Well, what I usually do...
So you were asking him where he was from.
Goodbye time.
To get it out of the bag.
Goodbye time to get it out of the bag.
Wow, Ed.
I've told them, don't wrap it in paper that's going to make sound.
Their fault. What do you want it in? Just felt.
Yes. leather bag. But Rod was talking about being bored. And here you are, just like, oh, yeah.
But, you know, that's not the first time this has happened. Yeah, you're going to have to turn up your radio to hear these noises in the background. But you can hear them if you concentrate. This is when respected novelist Shane Maloney was on the show last week. Is it hard to crowbar crime into the life of a character who's, well, essentially an MP?
Well, he's sort of an ordinary bloke, really, in lots of ways, and so he just gets stuck at everything. So I started off writing these books by wondering, you know, what would it be like if you figured out somebody was trying to kill you and you had no idea why?
Right.
And that's really how the series starts, and, you know, that's a few books back. And it just takes off from there. You put an ordinary bloke under some sort of stress where his loyalty hooks him into things and he feels like only he can solve the problem. Every step he makes, it gets worse. Well, you know, that's the
Well,
the story happens with a dry lake. Somewhat contemporary city. And the discovery of human remains. Which turned out to be connected to some business that happened in England. Hero,
out of it now.
Oh, I didn't.
Wait.
Popcorn.
Leave the room.
The popcorn I had. The cocktails I did not. They were added.
I tell you what, there is no sound effect. And we have millions of sound effects.
Hungry,
there is no sound effect of someone buttering toast.
You did have one. I heard it.
Yeah, I had to go and make that.
How did you do it?
Well, he had to go and folding it up himself.
I had to go around the building, knocking on office doors, finding out if anyone had bread. And then Rosie, who works on the cage, she goes, I've got bread. And it's that really, like, thick bread.
No, it's good sound.
And it's like five to the start of the show, and I'm standing in the kitchen, and I put it through the toaster about five times.
Come on! We got you alive!
Anyway, behind the scenes of this program, hey, you want to have some more music, and then come back and say goodbye.
Yeah,
let's have a choice. Let's do that in fine style. Here, get this.
Do it yourself.